Four of Europe's most vocal critics of the Iraq War held a summit today in Brussels. The leaders of France, Germany, Belgium, and Luxembourg proposed creating a new European defense headquarters. They also pledged to boost Europe's defense capabilities to enhance its influence on the international scene. But as NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Brussels, they stressed that the aim was not to weaken the NATO alliance.
Belgium's Prime Minister Guy Verhofstadt took care to explain how today's meeting came about. It was clear he wanted to dispel the impression that Europe's peace camp was gathering to go it alone on defense after the big public split with the U.S.
La réunion d'aujourd'hui a été le résultat d'un processus.
Today's meeting was the result of months of preparations, he said. It's not the result of a couple of days' work. I contacted President Chirac to talk about this back in September 2002. The problem is that the summit was announced when bickering among all 15 current European Union leaders on the Iraq War was at its most acrimonious. The impression that Belgium, France, Germany, and Luxembourg would file for a transatlantic divorce today was big enough to earn them warnings of caution from Britain, Spain, and Italy. British Prime Minister Tony Blair warned against creating rival centers of power in the world. As it turns out, the four countries did pledge to create by next year a multinational deployable force headquarters. French President Jacques Chirac insisted the headquarters would not duplicate NATO assets, but rather strengthen the Atlantic alliance.
Nos pays conçoivent en effet leurs engagements.
Our countries consider their participation in the EU and NATO to be complementary, Chirac said. In building a stronger Europe, we contribute to a stronger alliance. The headquarters decision was seen as less daring than Belgium would have wanted, since on paper the planned body still appears to be subordinate to NATO. But the long-term goal of some Europeans remains more independence from the alliance, or at least an equal partnership with the U.S. within it. In Washington, Secretary of State Colin Powell didn't seem ruffled by the plans announced in Brussels.
But what we need is not more headquarters, what we need is more capability. And flushing out the structure and the forces that are there with the equipment that they need.
And analysts agree Europeans need to spend more. They add that they must spend smarter by spending together. Daniel Gross is the director of the Center for European Policy Studies.
As I said, the key is not to have national units which are assigned to some command, but to say, let's put, for example, 1% of GDP in a common fund, and then we pay out of that our aircraft carriers, our aircraft, our elite units, and so on and so forth.
Taken together, European Union countries spend about half as much as the U.S. on defense. And three of the countries represented here today, Germany, Belgium, and Luxembourg, are among Europe's lowest spenders on defense, as a proportion of their gross national products. Recognizing this, the four leaders today invited their partners in the EU to join them in boosting Europe's military capabilities. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Brussels.